ISIS and Mosul, back in the news again. And while this could be a depressing story, we're going to show you another side of how you can be part of the solution. And then stay tuned to hear about Crossroad Bible Institute's new ministry name and why it matters. That story in just a few moments. But let's start out with what the United Nations is saying. Intensified fighting in the western part of Mosul, Iraq, could displace another 250,000 people. That's another large addition to the number of worldwide refugees and internally displaced people. Tom Doyle of E3 Partners says the needs extend beyond food and shelter, especially for those who've been living under ISIS rule.
For decades, we prayed for the 1040 window to be reached. That's that Islamic belt of the world. And the unreached, the unengaged, and we prayed for that. Well, guess what? The 1040 window is right outside our window now.
The United States' recent changes in the refugee policy have amplified arguments in the names of security and compassion. But Doyle says both in-country and abroad, opportunities are growing for the church to get involved.
We've been working with refugees for 6 years. It's unbelievable what they have gone through, and the stories are just heartbreaking. Some of the worst things we've ever heard happen to human beings.
Now, in some of these areas, for the first time, we're finally able to share the love of the gospel. To join the international work that E3 is doing to meet needs, head on over to missionnews.org. And there, you'll find a resource to help you pray minute by minute for countries where violence, chaos, and persecution are a way of life. We now head over to Germany, which has had a fairly open refugee policy. But starting mid-March, refugees migrating to Germany from Greece will be deported back to Greece to apply for asylum status. Meanwhile, for refugees already in Germany, the waiting period is excruciating to get formal asylum and start work. Matt Morrison of E3 Partners says they're inviting believers to join their mission trips to Germany this year to help minister to these refugee families.
It is ground zero to the refugee crisis when you're there. And so this is a great chance to hear their stories, minister to them, just demonstrate Christ's love to them. And in many cases, you'll even have the opportunity to share the gospel with them.
Why a mission trip?
For one, it totally changes your perspective on who these people are. There's a lot of stereotypes bouncing around out there about, you know, these people being dangerous or these people being poor or they're just trying to get out of their country or, you know, that there's somehow a drain on society and they're not. They're great people who had very productive lives back at home that they got disrupted.
So go to missionnews.org for more details on the E3 Partners mission trips to Germany.
By all means, go. Get out there. This is the moment for the church in our generation to rise up.
And finally, Crossroad Bible Institute recently received a facelift, including a name change. The ministry, now called Crossroads Prison Ministry, hopes these changes will clear up any confusion of the ministry's mission. On the name change, Crossroads Prison Ministry's Cynthia Williams explains.
I think it came as a result of our leadership as a ministry really thinking about and wanting to bring our name in line with our ministry and our vision and our goal, which has always been to reach out to prisoners.
The ministry's former name, Crossroad Bible Institute, sounded a little academic rather than like a prison ministry, and it didn't really clarify what the ministry does.
We've seen just a basic shift from more of an academic model to a relational model of reaching out to prisoners, and this is now reflected both in our name and in our new logo. It's really just a refreshing of the whole vision and mission of the ministry, and really kind of getting back to the grassroots focus of what we do.
So pray for Crossroads Prison Ministry as they continue to focus on their mission in helping the body of Christ learn how to serve each other. To get the details about what this means and how you might be able to get involved, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.